We're here now at the end of the low running. It's warm, that's for sure. The sun was shining. I'm sure it was a long, tough day for you on the bike today.
It definitely was. You know, the heat there was, you know, it's only 2 or 3 days ago that I was getting warm up rub on my back, never mind just my legs. You usually get it on your legs, like, but it was that cold a couple of days ago, I was getting on my back. Then today is complete turnaround. You know, when the Dunlow here, it must be 20 odd degrees, and that does make it tougher, you know. Combined with that then too, it's the first day this week we've had a headwind, so we did change direction. We'd be going north most of the week, we're heading south this today, and that made a difference as well. But on top of that, like, we had just checking here, we must have had 2,000 metres of climbing or so. 1,700 metres of climbing today, and that's the hilliest day we've had so far. Yesterday,
which was the toughest of them?
Probably Knock Alley, you know, that's where the break really went, and the whole thing went to pieces. I was in a good position after. I was probably in the second group, but the groups in front of us just took off, like, and the groups behind us then eventually came back up to us. So, but it was a good day for the team. Like, we kept our county team overall lead, and myself, I placed Matteo, our Italian rider, placed him. Well, dropped him off about 200 metres to go there, and he won the sprint, so he got best county rider on the stage. So maybe not great success for myself, but for the team, we went well today, and everybody's talking about how hard a stage that was. Like, we have power meters and all on the bikes there, and they measure exactly how hard it was. Like, and today I had a training stress score of 320 points. Like, yesterday was really one of the stages that decided the race, and was only 230 points. So it was an extra 100 points harder than yesterday. Like, so that just shows you it was incredibly hard today. Like, and everybody coming up to me and asking me, is there no flat roads in Donegal? Or is there no easy roads in Donegal? I was telling them, hey, that's Philip Dignan training roads there. Like, they're never going to be easy. So no, it was a great day out now, definitely.
So what about the roads now tomorrow? They're leaving here, going around the south of the county and around Kilcar, Killybegs, back into Donegal town. I know the stage is shorter, but it's just as difficult.
God looked down on them all, because they were asking me, is there no flat roads today? Will they see what's ahead of them tomorrow? Like, Sean McFadden and Sean Stewart run the Donegal Wild Atlantic Way race there in June, and today was 180k pretty much from that, and tomorrow is the rest of it, so I know it fairly well from last year. And, you know, Glenn Gash coming in so early in the stage there, it could be the same as today, where there's just groups all over the road, and I think it's forecast for the same kind of weather, if I'm right there, and, you know, that will play a factor again too. So hopefully, you know, there's, coming into today's stage, there's seven guys on the same time at the top of the leaderboard there, and it's, you look at that and you know that there's going to be no control over the race. Now, with Gullen leading the JLT team, they might try and control it tomorrow. They might let a break go up the road. So that'll be my goal for tomorrow. Try and get in the break. Maybe with a bit of luck, we'll stay away and get a result on the stage.
Well, listen, well done today and the best of luck tomorrow. You're still in it and it's going good, and you're enjoying your time in your own county.
Oh, definitely. Loving it. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon, runner. Ronan McLaughlin there. We'll talk about a man that has given everything on a bike today, Sean McFadden. We're not going to keep him too long because he's sitting here. He's cut, he's battered, he's bruised. He's been in a ditch. He's been off the road today. He's had a couple of spills. But Sean, you managed to get to the finish. You got within the time allotted and you're still in the race.
Still in the race, and that's why they call it the race, I suppose. It was probably one of the toughest bike races out there, you know, and I want to get the scaries and say I'm a man of the race again, and I'm going to keep going as much as I can, you know, and that's what it's all about, I suppose. Yeah. You know?
Tell us about your offs today, because they were not nice ones, that's for sure.
No, they weren't nice, you know. I mean, we come through my hometown of Letterkenny, and I kind of got to the front, and I seen my wife Irene and my son Rory and all the school teachers and all the people was there, and that was a big achievement. And then I suppose going up past the landmark of Philip Dagenham's house, it was really, really pacey going up there, you know, and I kind of lost him going up to nearly just as you take the left to go up to the woodlands, you know, but I got back on again and to Remelton, and I got a bit of a breather. But going down into one of the bridges, heading for Ralph Mullen, one of the team cars pulled out and went up the road a bit and slammed on the brakes, and they had nowhere to go but into the hedge, you know, but that was it.
That was the first of two. There was another one then at Encroaching the door.
It was my own fault. I was daydreaming and caught one of the cat's eyes and down I went, you know, and I lost a couple of minutes there. But listen,
that was a big one. You had a big fall.
That was
fall.
A big one.
You hurt yourself.
I was really hurt there now. I was in a daze and couldn't even see where my bike was and nothing, you know, but I pulled myself together, and listen, you have to, you know, you have to get to the finish line at all costs. for the race, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, people see and they hear what goes on at the front. We talked about the winners and had great conversations with them, but there's the other side of this as well, and you're just one of a number of guys today, Sean, and yesterday, it's going to happen tomorrow, that have these offs and as part of cycling, and that's a real trek and a real grind to try and get back then to the finish in a lot of time.
That is, it's a hard game, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I caught a bunch on the way in there, and there was a young boy called James Curry in there. Like, James Curry is a real international cyclist. He won Donegal 3-day last year, and he's been in Belgium this last probably 6 or 7 months racing. He took a toss on the first day, you know, but he's still here. He's cut, he's bruised, he's all his fingers taped up. He's got his knee taped up, and I'll be the same tomorrow, and I'll fight to live another day. Hopefully, I'm inside the time limit again, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Sean, you're a hardy boy, so you are. If I took a photograph of you, do you see how many cuts and bruises he has in the shorts, his rip? But listen, you go and rest now for the next couple of hours, and back on the bike tomorrow again.
Yes, for sure, Oisin. I'll be honoured if I'm still in the time limit. Thanks a million.
Yeah, and we'll take Conor Kieran O'Donnell on as well. Kieran, you're part of the Donegal Voodoo Performance team, and you were all eagerly awaiting this man to get to the finish line, but he had to dig deep today.
Well, anybody knows Sean McFadden knows he's a tough man, and listen, he had a tough today, but Sean isn't a man that feels sorry for himself. He gets up and gets on with it, and listen, we're glad to get him back in the one piece, and the team's still there, the team's going well, and we're looking forward to getting back on the road tomorrow.
Yeah, well, listen, boys, many thanks for coming on to join us. I know you just want to go get fed and get rested up, and the best of luck with the rest of the race, Sean.
Thank you, Oisin.
All right, Oisin.